And then just for we finish up, just a few questions. How would you think the kids of today's lives would be different to yours, and what kind of message might you give to younger generations?
The young generation. Oh my goodness. You know, well, their times are so different for them now that the thing that I suppose to try and make them realize that the simplest things can be most enjoyable and most entertaining, that they don't have to have everything they see advertised. You know, that family and friends are much more important than material things. It would be hard for them maybe to understand that now. Certainly, there's such a gap. I suppose there are two generations now between when I was a child and the little children growing up now. And there's such a gap in experience and you know, the computer age having come in and the television age having come in, that it's terribly hard to explain to children the happiness that the children of my age had in the simplest things of life, and what gave them the biggest thrills in life would be just not understood by the children nowadays. I suppose if the grannies of nowadays talked one to one with the little children of nowadays, they'd be absolutely fascinated. But it would be as it is actually a different age they'd be talking about, because no more than my age group would understand what the Victorian age was like and what children had then as compared to what I had growing up. So it'd be very difficult, only to tell them to keep simple and to keep have a great regard for people rather than things. The people are what matter, I would say. The kindnesses and the neighbourliness that we had as children should be kept going with the children of nowadays. I think that's really, as I say, it would be very hard to make them understand, you know, that the things that they can buy aren't as important as the things that they have and the things that they are themselves, because they're very precious and every person is precious, you know. So that's really all I could say about it and about those.